Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Achrimos, Kedoshim, Tavshin, Peis, Vias Omer, Lunishbi, because for Shlomo, for Oth, Klai Yisrael, for Fus, and Yeshuas, and Nechamas, for Oth, for the entire world, protection for our families, and Oth, Klai Yisrael. First idea comes to us from the Baal Hilula today, Rav Shmuel of Nicholsburg, the brother of the Panim Yafos. Here we go. The Pasuk says in Achrimos, we have three ideas from Achre, two ideas from Kedoshim. Pasuk says in Parak Tzayin, Pasuk Hey, Es Adas Bnei Yisrael Yichach Shtei Seira Izim Lechatas V'Aya Echad Leola. She bring two Shnei Seirim, one for Lechatas, one V'Aya Echad Leola. And on the deeper meaning, on the words of V'Aya Echad Leola, he says such a powerful word, powerful idea. Says the Rebbe of Shmelka, whose yardzeit was today, Mam is so beautiful, Beizir, that the one, a person who is Mishtoikek for the Rebbeinu Shom, who is a person who is constantly looking to be able to grow to the Rabbonu Shalom. That's what it's all about. Constantly having that historikus, that yearning for the Rabbonu Shalom. He says va'ayil. Va'ayil comes from the pasuk mishum mishtoke el Hashem esbach ke'ayil taruga lafika imayim. That's like a deer who's mamish yearning for water. Va'ayil echad. Who do you have to yearn for? Echad. Who's the echad? Echad ayachad hamiyuchad. That is someone. La'ola. That is someone who's looking la'ola. Someone who's constantly looking to grow. Va'ayil. And who are you growing for? Echad. For the Rabbanu Shalom, that's la'ola. That's someone who's constantly looking to be able to grow. Obviously, it's not Pashup Shat, but it's the Tosfot Shetavim from the Rebbe Shmelka, and we had to say it over. And it's mamish, this is exactly what it's all about. To constantly be looking for growing in a big way or in small ways. Rosh Chodesh Iyar was also the yahrzeit of the Or HaMeir. Who is the Or HaMeir? The Ramir is also one of the earlier Talmid of the Baal Shem Tov. Listen to what he says the whole avod of Sphere is. The whole avod of Sphere, so Omer, is to take that das, where we know our das was in Gullus. We weren't able to dive and we were able to think. But now that we got out of Gullus, we got out of Mitzrayim, it's our job now to bring that das into our midos. He says, in big actions or in small actions, lahachnis hadas behamidos, to bring that inspiration. Right, das, to be able to have a chavas das, to be able to bring that, to be able to think and to be able to grow into our midos. The ability asos peula gedula v'ketanus zulus habori ki makol beiskatrus ki ilu omer v'nei amalach v'roa b'tzvana v'gula. At the end of that, that's what Sfirat Omer is all about. It's all about realizing every single day we're looking to grow. We're able to be able to try to bring that inspiration for Pesach that our geula from das that we have in our mouth, we had in our brains. We're able to daven to think. And now put it into action every single minute, every single day of Sfira, of bringing it and realizing every single day we're growing and growing and growing. Like today was Tefer Shabbat Teferis, and tonight is Netzah Shabbat Teferis. Every single day is another way for me to be closer to the Baruch Shem, a beautiful idea from the Rebbe Shmelka of Nicholsburg, that Ayel Echad Le'Ola, the Ayel, person has to be yearning for Echad, then that's Le'Ola. Beautiful idea from the Rebbe Shmelka, and the Oramei. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Zuchisul Yon Aleinu, Tezayin, the Chiper al Hakodesh mitumos bnei Yisrael mipeshem lechol chatosam. The Kohen Gadol is going to do all this avoda of on Yom Kippur, and he's going to be able to bring cleansing on all those who sins. The Chenyase al Ol Amod Hashochin itam esoch tumasam. Chodesh Baruch Hu dwells with them even in their tuma. And Rashi says famously, Afal pi shem tumim shchina bneim. Even if Klal Yisrael is betuma, Chodesh Baruch Hu is shochin with them. Now Baal Shem Tov picks up and then says, Chodesh Baruch Hu is shorei hishchina even on the tatamim, but not on the baal gaiva. Ma she'en ken megaiva shenemar la ein ani vuhu yicholam lador ba'olam. Right, he's calling the Gemara in Sota. I believe in the beginning of Daft in the beginning of Maseches Sota, where Chodesh Baruch Hu says, "Me and the arrogant person cannot live in the same world." Chodesh Baruch Hu can deal with tuma. He can deal looking the other way with tuma. But ba'gaiva, Chodesh Baruch Hu says, "Ein ani yachol vuhu yicholam lador ba'olam." And that's what the Baal Shem Tov says on this Rashi. What an incredible, incredible lesson on the koyach of another. That's really what we're trying to focus on. We're trying to focus on our midos. The number one midah, I would say, it's not me, it's the Orchas Tzadikim, all the Sfarim say, the midah to start with is another. Because once you have humility, then you could be able to continue. Listen to this maisa of Rav Itzel Petliger, Rav Yosef Blazer, the Talmud Mufak of Yisrael Salanter. I saw this maisa over Shabbos, it was so beautiful. There was once the city of Petersburg had a gathering Gadol Yisrael. Among those participating in the meeting was Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, the Brisker Rav. In the midst of the gathering, Rav Yosef Dov presenting a complex and difficult Torah question in the name of his son Rav Chaim. An interesting avid discussion came about, each Rav presenting his own thoughts and responses to the query. There was only one person that didn't respond in the conversation. Who was that? Rav Yitzhak Blazer, Rav Yitzhak Petzberger, the famed student of Yisrael Salanter. He sat quietly and didn't offer any of his opinions.
At the end, Rav Yosef Tov put forth his answer, and also the answer of Rav Chaim, his son. But Rav Yosef Tov was so surprised at the science of Yitzchak Blazer, and they say he's a great man. He wondered to himself. Finally, when Rav Yosef Tov, the Brisker Rav, went home, he immediately requested that the Sefer Pre Yitzchak, the Rav Yitzchak Blazer Sefer, be brought to him. And what happened was, to his unbelievable shock, he found that Rav Yitzchak had asked the exact same question that he had asked at the assembly. And furthermore, not only did he ask the same question, he asked the same question and he answered both two identical answers, that of the Brisker Rav and Rav Chaim. The Brisker Rav was so amazed, and he proclaimed and exclaimed, "How great is the humility of Rav Yitzchak Blazer, Rav Yitzchak Petterberger, who was able to listen to the Torah debate in silence for hours without saying a word, although he had the answers all along. He had the answers, he had the question in his sefer. What an amazing maisa, but the midah of anava. Kadosh Baruch Hu, who dwells the Shekhinah on the ones who are Baalei anava." What an amazing idea from the Baal Shem Tov. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I can deal with Tumah, but now I can't deal with Gaiva. That's the same maisa here, but it's a blazer, but a beautiful idea from the Baal Shem Tov and the world of the Muslim movement from Yitzhak Blazer, the Tam Muluk of Rav Yisrael Salant. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Ber Moshe, the Ozhev Rebbe, Tezayin Lam Gimel. The pasuk says, "V'chiper samikdash hakodesh v'esol mor v'esmezbech yichaper v'alkol anem alkol am hakol yichaper." The Kohen Gadol should bring atonement upon the Kodesh Kadoshim. He should bring atonement upon the oil mor in the mezbech and upon the Kohanim, upon all the people of Klal Yisrael, and upon the congregation. He should bring atonement. It says the Ber Moshe, the words of alkol am hakol. Hakol is extra. Just say alkol am yichaper. What's alkol am hakol yichaper? Says the Ber Moshe, such a beautiful insight on the Koyach of Achdus. He says at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, Hakohol, the congregation is a remiss to Hakel. What's Hakel? When all of Christ will come to people together. Says the Helig Ber Moshe, when a person has Achdus, when a person has unity, community, and love, and camaraderie in his life, and Klaisel has Hachdus, then the Kohen Gadol could talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear from the Kohen Gadol. But if there's no Achdus, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want to hear the Kohen Gadol's tefillos. Says the Ber Moshe, you want to know why it says Hakol here? You want to know why the Ribbono Shel Olam listens to the Kohen Gadol's tefillos? When he listens to all the Kohen, he listens to the whole Avodah? When there's Hakol, when there's Haka, when there's Achdus in Klaisel, when there's Achdus, then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I want to listen to this tefillah. What an incredible insight of Achdus, Ber Moshe. Listen to this story of the Baal Tanya from a few days ago in Sfiras Omer, from Hayom Yom Chav Gimel Chav Ches Nisan. The Chassidim once asked the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, which kind of divine service is better, having a love for Hashem or creating a love for a fellow Jew? Avas Hashem or Avas Yisrael, which is better? And the Alter Rebbe, the first Lubavitch Rebbe, answered, loving Hashem and loving one's fellow Jews are both equally engraved in every Jew. But, says the Baal Tanya, I have to change my answer. He says, the Pasuk says in Malachi, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis, I have loved you. Ahavti eschem omar Hashem. Chodesh Baruch says, I love them. From this we conclude, says the Baal Tanya, the love for one's fellow Jews is superior than loving Hashem. Loving Jews is more important than loving Hashem. Why? Says the Baal Tanya, because it involves loving what one's beloved loves. So let me say it again. Because you love what your beloved one loves. When you love Jews, you're showing love to Chodesh Baruch Hu as well. And that's what the whole inside of the Ber Moshe is saying here. When a person comes together on Yom Kippur, a person comes together in Sfiras HaOmer, a person comes together in the middle of this whole virus, and we're davening for the world, we're davening for our friends, we're davening for our family, we're davening for Klal Yisrael, we're davening for every Jew and every person. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to hear. Because when you get it, what it means to be a person. It's not about you, it's about the Kal, it's about Klal Yisrael, it's about Achdus. But a beautiful insight from the Ber Moshe, the Oshavar, and the Baal Tanya. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Ish Kodesh. Idea number four and five are really going to be on the same pasuk. The pasuk says the last pasuk in of Shishi and Kedoshim. V'yiskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. You shall sanctify yourselves and you will be holy. For I am Hashem your God. It says the Ish Kodesh. What's pshat over here? V'yiskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. Says the Ish Kodesh. In the schus of a Jew wanting to be more holy. In the schus of a Jew wanting to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam in the physical matters and spiritual matters. A person wants to be closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're literally mahapech din, judgment, hardship in your life, into din, into rachm, into mercy. I already see that in the pasuk. It says very, very clearly. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Bekoicho v'schusa she'al kedusha v'yisem kedoshim. Through being kaddish and holy and wanting to be a little closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're mahapech elokeichem to Ani Hashem. You're mahapik. This is what he says. This is what he says in 1940 in the Warsaw Ghetto. When a Jew wants to become closer and holier, you're literally mahapik the din to rachamim. And that's exactly what the Eish Kodesh said here. When a Jew wants to be holy, you want to come closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, you become more holy, you're a little more better davening or learning or midos, you change the din to rachamim. That's what the pasuk says. The Elokechem becomes Hashem. Elokechem is the name of din, Hashem is the name of rachamim. That's what the Baal Shem Tov says. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Baal Shem Tov, Disky writes in Mishkan Mitzal. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem rachamim Elokeinu din. It's really Hashem Echad. It's all Rachamim. And that's what the Midah of Tiferes. We don't have time to go into it, but that's what Midah of Tiferes is. Tiferes is to realize that a Jew's life, Chesed and Din, it's all love from the Ribono Shel Olam. The Siva Shalom said last week, my friend, my Rabbi Shachin said the whole Indian, the reason why a Jew gets Taras is because Chesed Baruch Hu shows love. If he didn't show the Taras, it means I don't want a relationship with you. Even the Din is also Chesed from a Chesed Baruch Hu, even also love from the Ribono Shel Olam. But the Kodesh says when a person chose he wants to be Kodesh, you change the Elokechem to Hashem. You change the once that was Din into Rachman. What a beautiful insight from the Eish Kodesh and the Baal Shem Tov on Rachman and Din and realizing that everything's Rachman from the Ribono Shel Olam. And finally, the final idea for the Meshech Chachma and the Chasam Tzoyfer. Meshech Chachma on the same Pasuk, V'yizkadisha v'yisim kidoshim k'ani Hashem Elokechem. The Meshech Chachma says a beautiful insight. What's the deeper idea here? He quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin Amatesim and Beis, that Chodesh Baruch Hu is Mitzarech Machshav Elamaisa when it comes to Avodah Zarah. If you think to do Avodah Zarah, Chodesh Baruch Hu views it as if you did it. But says the Meshech Chachma, a beautiful insight. We see that the mere thought of doing a sin makes a person guilty. But also, the mere thought of doing a conscious effort to come closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, to be holy, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Ah, I'm with you." And Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarif machshava lemaisa. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarif machshava lemaisa, he connects the thought to the action for bad. He also does it for good. If you want to be holy, habol atar misainusel, says the Meshech Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Hey Amid Aleph and other places as well. You take the first step, Habal, the time, Messiah, Chodesh Baruch says, I'm going to help you as well. You do your part. You want to be Kadosh? Then Chodesh Baruch says, I'm going to help you be Kadosh as well. And this is actually what the Chasam Sofer, Biderman, quoted it. He says, how does a person be holy? A person becomes holy. Why does it say, V'yisakadisha, V'yisam kidoshim? He says, you want to know how to be holy? Act holy. Even if you're not holy, if you start acting holy, fake it till you make it, and then you'll actually become holy. Like the psychologist, the Havdil of Avdol, say, if you want to be happy, just fake smile. If you start fake smiling, you'll actually be besimcha. Says the Chasam Sofer, V'yizkadishtem, act holy, V'yizim kidoshim, then you'll be holy as well. If you act it, fake it till you make it, says the Chasam Sofer. But the Meshech Chachma says, if you do your part, Chodesh Baruch says, I'll help you. You take the first step, you do take the first step, Conway, Mighty Ducks 1, I'll do my part. You do your part, I'll do my part, fake it till you make it, from the Chasam Sofer. Let's review these four ideas, five ideas. We start from the Bala Hilula today, the Yartz of the Rebbe Shmelko of Nicholsburg. A person has to be able to va'ayel, to yearn for the bonushum, ka'ayel tarog al-fikamayim, va'ayel le'echad, va'ayel echad amyuchad to their bonushum, that is someone who's the oil, that is someone who's always looking to grow. You're constantly looking for that yearning, for that growing, you're never just satisfied. And that's what the Ora Meir says. The whole point of Sphira is to take Achnis dials. But Amidos, now we left the Golas of Mitzrayim, and every day's sphere is now to take the Das from your brain and now bring it into your action. What greater way in this time of the quarantine to be able to work in our Amidos, especially with our family and our friends at home, to be able to work on ourselves. The second idea we said from the Baal Shem Tov and the Amaisev Rebbe Itzel of Petzburg, the Midah of Anova. The Pasuk says, Ashokhin Yitam Besok Tumosim. Kodesh Baruch says, I'm going to dwell even with the impure. Rashi says, "Afabib shem tameim shchini imahim." Even if the tameim are there, Chodesh Baruch Hu I'm with them too. But the Baal Shem Tov says, "But not the case. Baal Gaiva ain't anivu yachal liol. I can't stand the Baal Gaiva. Gemara and Sota. How beautiful is the midah of Anova and the whole ma'aser of the Brisker Rav and the Rav Chaim? He brought that Torah question at the Torah gathering in Petersburg. And what happened was Rav Itzel of Petersburg, Rav Itzel Blazer, the Tom Mulek, Rav Itzel Solanter didn't say a word. And he get the Brisker Rav gave his answer and gave Rav Chaim's answer. He comes back to his home and he realizes the Pri Yitzchak in Rav Itzel of Petersburg Sefer, he said this exact same question in both answers, and he sat there for hours without saying a word. That's true anava. You're not there to be able to tell people, to show people. The true anava, real tamidi to chamid tamidi chachamim, are the people that are humble. At the end of the day, they realize that everything comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. As we said from the Kedushas Levi, Moshe kibbutz Torah miSinai. Moshe got the Torah from Sinai, and he didn't get the Torah from Sinai. He got the Torah. He got the midah of anava from Sinai. Not for now. The third idea. They said the Koyach of Achdus from their Ber Moshe and the Baal Tan. The Ber Moshe says, "Al Kohanim, Al Kolam, Hakol Yichaper. Hakol is extra. What's going on here?" Says the Oshav Rebbe, "Hakol is a remes to Hakol. When a person has the midah of Achdus, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants to listen to the calling of those tefillos, and he wants to listen to the all avoda." When the Chassidim came to the Baal Tan and asked him, "What's better, loving Hashem, cultivating love for Hashem, or cultivating love for Jews. First he said they're equal, but then he says no. Malachi Aleph, look at Malachi, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Ahavti Eschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love them. So when you love Jews, you're showing love to what your loved one loves. When you show love to Klal Yisrael, you're showing love to the Rabbon Hashem. The Koyach of Achtus, the beautiful Maisa, the Ber Moshe, and the Baal Tanya. How important is that during Tzvias HaOmer? Moving on to Parshas Kedoshim, on that one Pasuk, we said two different ideas. First, from the Ish Kodesh, Ish Kadish, Yisem Kedoshim, Ki Ani Hashem Elokechem. When a person is Kodesh, then Ki Ani Hashem Elokechem, the Elokechem, the Din, turns to Hashem, turns to Din of to Rachmim, to Chesed. The Baal Shem really says that everything is Chesed. Shema Yisrael, Hashem is Chesed, Elokeinu is Din, Hashem Echad, it's really all Chesed. It's all Rachmim. And that's what Tiferes is to realize, that everything is Chesed, everything is a love from the Baal Shem, that's in the Nesivah Shom. The person gets Saras, is really a kiss from the Baal Shem. Baruch doesn't care that he would never even bring a punishment. But at the end of the day, the Ace Kodesh says, when a person shows holiness, you literally change the reality from Din into Rachman and beautiful things from the Ace Kodesh to the Baal Shem, the fifth and final idea, the same positive, the seventh, the Meshech Chachmo. Right? The Gemara tells us, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzarif Machshava L'Maisa, for bad. Someone wants to do Avodah Zarah, even if you didn't do it, if you had a bad thought, it's as if you did it. Kodesh Baruch Hu says the same thing, says the Meshech Chachmo, when it comes to do Kedusha as well. You have a Kodesh thought, you have something good to do, even if you didn't do it, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, oh, you took the first step? I'm going to come help you, the Gemara in Shabbos Kofei. I'm going to come help you. You do your part, I'll do my part. And that's what the Chazam Sofer says. You want to become holy? Fake it. Do holy things. Then you'll be a holy person. That's what Rabbi says. Fake it till you make it. Beautiful, beautiful insight. The Mesh Chachman, Chazam Sofer, one of them needs to be Kaddish, doing our part, and the Rabbi Hashem will do his part. Which is Zochem Eretz Hashem, to understand, to always be yearning to grow. Every single minute of Sefiras Omer, Mamash, every single minute is jam-packed with so much Kedusha, of bringing Pesach and Shavuos together. Be able to have true Bala Yanova, true humility, to have Koyach of Achdus, of Avos Yisrael, to be able to be more holy, to be able to, when we bring more holiness into our lives, we bring more Rachim into our lives, and at the end of the day, when we take the first step, Kaddish Baruch Hu will help us as well, to become more holy, and more Kaddish and more connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Should we zochem Eretz Hashem to see Yeshuas and Chamas for us, for the entire world.